Bavabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavabasa Bavli, Daf Lamed Daled. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Beis, the ninth line, the end of the line, with the words Rav Chista Omar. Rav Chista Omar, Moshach Behemazu Liknois Kona. If a person took possession of an animal in order to acquire it, it's acquired. Liknois Radoseah, Loikona. It was in order to acquire its offspring, they're not acquired. And the text is changed here in the Sugya by the Pnei Moshe, based on the Yerushalmi in Kedushin. He adds the word Loi, Loikona. And here we take out the word loy, so it reads, in order to acquire it and its offspring, they're acquired. This Rav Nasa says is, in order to acquire its offspring, they're not acquired, applies only when the animal is not pregnant. Because if it is pregnant and its fetus is considered to be one of its limbs, then it's also acquired together. V'hatani, the Gemara asks a question from a baisa, ha-moiche oiv uberi behem toile chaveiro le'asso klum. If a person sells the features of an animal to his friend, he hasn't done anything. V'vladei shivchosei le chaveiro le'asso klum. And if the offspring of his slave woman, he also hasn't done anything. Ma'asus stei chaveiro le'asso klum. If he wants to sell the ma'asus of a field, he hasn't done anything. Avir chuvosei le chaveiro le'asso klum. And if it's the airspace of his abandoned house that he's selling, he also hasn't done anything. And the Gemara answers, "Ela moicheloi behema u'mishaloi ubora, moicheloi shifcha u'mishaloi vlada, moicheloi sade u'mishaloi masos, moicheloi chuva u'mishaloi avira." Rather, he sells him his animal and retains the fetus for himself. He sells a slave woman and retains the offspring for himself. He sells him his field and retains the mises for himself, or he sells him his abandoned house and retains the airspace for himself.